Misfits Audio Productions presents Blood Red Roses, Episode 2, Chosen. Frost coats the countryside of Royston, England, in the year 1461. Enter a land mired in warfare as monarchs fight to claim the throne.
I must admit to being angry about having a knight holding my hand at first, but it does not sound pleasant out there.
Still a squire. And yes.
What are they doing to the peasants?
Paid no heed, it should not bother you so.
Me? You're looking quite ashen.
Because I know what's going on.
And?
If you insist upon a walk, I suggest you avoid that direction.
Do you hear drum beats?
No.
Underneath the ground.
Lady Isabel, there is nothing in that direction. You will mar your gown, rustling through the undergrowth in that manner.
It's getting louder and...
Lady Isabel!
Can you hear me? I seem to have fallen into some sort of cavern. Luckily, I landed on a ledge. It must be 20 feet more to go. Perhaps if I slid down carefully, the walls seem to be angled. That's better. Is someone out there?
At last, you have come, Lady Isabel. I had nearly given up hope.
What manner of being are you that glow and hover above the ground like one of the fairy folk?
Because I am one, silly child.
I am 19.
Too true. Stand still, dear. We have but a few moments to perform the ceremony.
The what?
To release your powers, of course. You must be so excited. We have not had one of your kind born for at least a century.
Stay back.
Very well. Have it your way. Illuminanis! Benai, Pinci, Pinchante, Actuata, Dinana, Nasid! It is done.
What is? Where are you going?
Lady Isabel, have you fallen in?
What happened in there?
I don't know.
You seem paler than usual, and with you, that's saying something.
I know. I'm just frightened. What if they're magic to me?
The fairy folk are childish tricksters. At worst, your hair will grow long, or flowers will appear when you walk. It is odd, though. When I look at you, there's this feeling I always get. And now it is... Oh, never mind.
Please tell me.
It's hard to explain. When I look into your eyes, I see death. My own death. Daft, I know.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be. I'm not afraid to die. Although it is unnerving feeling it's so close at hand. Please don't be cross with me.
You pulled me out of that hole full of freakish spirits. How could I be?
Lady Isabel, I know I'm merely a squire and you a lady in waiting to the queen, but ever since I first saw
Richard,
you...
Richard, please don't. The queen is arranging a political marriage. I do not wish to complicate it, and I'm quite fond of you. If you would be so kind as to accompany me back, I would be most grateful.
Yes, my lady.
You are death. Keep away.
Ignore her. It is only a peasant. She is most likely reacting to our pillage of the town.
Death! Death! Who do you cry for, bringer of woe? Death to all beyond sea.
This audio has featured the voice talent of Alex Gilmore as Squire Richard Bolingbroke, Rachel Rumler as Lady Isabel Langley, Trisha Groves as Queen Margaret of Anjou, and Megan O'Kelly as the Fairy Queen. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This audio is released under a Creative Commons No Derivatives license in 2017. Visit misfitaudio.com for more episodes.